The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! The news, my man.
Right.
Well, I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff to talk about besides the election, and there is, but there's a little bit of leftover election stuff, like Harris's concession speech that she gave to supporters. I saw her running mate, Tim Walz, right? Saying that right? I saw he was very, very emotional. He's brought to tears. I saw people in the crowd
who
were very emotional. The vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, right?
Tim Walz.
He had tears coming out of his eyes. They showed a girl in the front of this crowd who had his hat on.
We're losing elections, boys. Just grown men crying on TV.
And then the next shot they show is a girl in the front, and she's got a hat on that says Taylor Swift, and she's crying. I'm not kidding. And then it goes like this.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign. Hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright as long as we never give up, and as long as we keep fighting.
Never give up. Never surrender. But she's, isn't that speech about, I give up, you win? I did hear Biden
she
say.
She conceded.
I did hear Biden say that he's going to be there. He's going to come to the, you know, inauguration or whatever, the transfer of power.
I heard that he called him.
Yeah, congratulated him.
Yeah, and
she
said, you know, hey, peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah, and he's going to go,
which is good.
Trump didn't do
It'll
that.
Be the first time.
The first time.
That day, because Trump didn't do it to Biden.
Right.
So, you know, Biden will do it to him.
Yeah. So, everyone is worried about, you know, civil war breaking out. I haven't heard anything in the news about that yet. So, see, you know, getting angry on Facebook, it sounds like. But you know what? Stay off Facebook. That's all you got to do. Just stay off Facebook. If it's making you angry, don't look at it. Just go, yeah. I mean, you know, you can go look at Marketplace for used vacuums and stuff, but stay off the people's posts. You know, you don't need to see that stuff if it upsets you. Or if you want to go fight. Be miserable. Prince William, he does a lot of good, apparently. You know, the royals, they've got all this money, and they
not
have
the
to use it wisely.
Fella?
No. That's Prince
Harry?
Harry.
I don't know who William is.
Prince William's going to be king. He's the guy who balded early in life, and he's married to Kate.
I can picture him.
And
wait,
Kate.
Isn't the other one married to a Kate?
No, he's married to Meghan, I think, right? Isn't that her name?
Meghan Merkel?
Is that right?
Merkel, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the...
He's the one that left.
Who's the lady in charge of Germany?
Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel, yeah.
Wow, very close.
She's
names.
Done, but... Yeah.
She's not in charge anymore?
No, she's been out for a while. I don't know the new guy's name. I've seen it
out.
Before, but I don't know. Snowcone, look that up. But everyone's worried about Princess Kate because she announced that she had cancer. There was all these rumors and conspiracies because she hadn't been seen in public for a long time. And then people said that these photos she was releasing were photoshopped. I know Snowcone got involved. He agreed that the pictures looked photoshopped. And she finally admitted, yes, okay, I've been hiding an illness. I have cancer.
Walter Steinmeier.
There you go, Steinmeier. She finally admitted, yes, I have cancer. And I'm not well and I'm being treated. So she's been going through chemo. Well, now, apparently, she's doing well. And Prince William was doing something in South Africa, you know, environmental stuff. Giving out awards to people who do good things for the environment. And he said, Princess Kate is doing great now.
Princess. She's doing really well, thanks. And hopefully she's watching tonight and cheering me on. But no, she's been amazing this whole year. And I know she'll be really keen to see it tonight be a success.
You know, I don't know much about the royal family, But I do like those two. I like William and Kate. They're a good-looking couple.
Oh.
I'm glad she's okay. Shouldn't be getting cancer that young. That's
that sucks,
scary.
That
really sucks. Yeah. Moving on. The holiday season is close.
Upon us, even.
Yeah, Brooke asked me this morning if we could start putting up Christmas stuff. She said it might improve her mood after the daylight savings.
Christmas lights up in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I said, well, I mean, I guess we could. It's awfully early. See, and I go from, my Halloween stuff is really very Halloween. The only fall stuff I ever, those lights that you got me. They're like light up oak leaves or something, leaves, whatever they are.
I have a lot of fall stuff because I figure I can get more out of it.
Yeah,
so I have a couple skeletons, and then I just take those off. But the the fall stuff stays up. I can keep that up.
Yeah,
into December.
Yeah, my mom gave me some stuff. We've got like fall colored quilts, and there's a basket that's got fall colored decorations. It's got a fall colored thing on the door.
Decorations.
Yeah, stuff like that. But she wants Christmas decorations up. I'm like, okay. Also, though, a lot of people are already starting to shop for Christmas because there's not that many paychecks left until you got to buy this stuff. Lazo gets it done early. Keeps an eye on it throughout the year.
I do. And I just like, as we get close, like somewhere in October, I have a note section where one of my kids brought up something. I'm like, okay, buy it. Just buy it now. And it's way too expensive, but it's like, if you just do it that in October, it doesn't kill you. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know.
My mom would always be like, you buy them too much. I'm like, yeah, I've been buying it since September.
Throughout the year.
So it's like one thing here, one thing there, And I probably would have bought it for them and gave it to them then.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, once it gets to like September, I'm like, don't give it to them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell them, like, don't open up boxes that come starting in September.
Yeah.
Not allowed to.
And taking the notes is good.
Chacho was super excited because he texted me yesterday at his work and was like, a box came addressed to me from the University of Oregon.
Do not open it. Nice.
He's like, okay, save the box.
Man, he's great. He is great.
Yeah.
He said that was like a week ago he said he sent that stuff, right? That's awesome. Well, the reason that this is in the news, the holiday shopping season is, and for some reason this is big news, I saw it and glanced over it, then I saw it again. By the fourth or fifth time, I'm like, okay, Jesus Christ, why are people so worked up about this? It's retailers are changing their exchange policies because there's these TikTok trends and I don't know, whatever they are, Twitter videos that show you how to rip these companies off. We talked about it a little bit when it was in the news a while back. They show you how to buy stuff, use it for a while, return it. You know, it's this whole scamming thing. So some retailers, including REI was a big headline today, they've come out and said specific people are now going to be banned from returning things. They can still buy stuff from us, but they won't be able to return stuff because
Their name on it?
Like you're going to put you on a list because you've returned too much stuff. These are people that have returned, I think they said something like 80% of the purchases, or maybe it was 80% of the stuff they returned was worn or used, whatever it was. It was used, and they had returned over $1,500 worth of stuff in a month, something like that. There are people who do these videos to show you how to rip these companies off, and these companies are saying no more.
Some major retailers are changing their return policies to crack down on possible fraud. Outdoor retailer REI confirming to ABC News that a small fraction of frequent returners will be banned from any exchanges or returns. While these members are still welcome to shop with us, they will no longer be welcome to make returns or exchanges. Now, Target just announced a new right to refuse refunds and exchanges policy if they suspect fraud. Plus, Amazon tacking on a processing fee to items that have a high return rate.
Maybe this just doesn't seem like news to me because I don't return stuff that often.
I don't ever.
Like, what are you returning? Unless it's, if it's clothes, you usually try it on. If you buy it online, then you know when you get it. At least I do. There's a chance this isn't going to work out.
That's
how much is it?
I buy it online anyway, but I'm like, God damn it. If it comes and doesn't fit right, I'm like,
I'm not going to spend $300 on a coat or something that I haven't tried on. But if it's a $20 shirt, and I get it. Maybe for women's clothes, it's
whatever,
different. Yeah, then I'm taking a chance. And if it's too big, I give it to Snow Cone. He's a tall drink of water or whatever. But I just don't return stuff that often. I'm trying to think, really, the only thing that I would return is if I bought an expensive, some sort of electronics and it didn't work properly.
Yeah.
I've done that. I bought a TV 10, 12, 15 years ago And I turned it on, and I thought it didn't look right. I didn't like it. And so I just took it back. And they're like, what's wrong with it? I was like, I don't like it. It doesn't look like it should. It's doing something wrong.
You took it back to the store?
I took it back to Best Buy. Yeah. And they just took it right back. And they immediately, while I was there, they're refunding me my money. They took the TV, and they went and set it on the table of, you know, open box stuff. Uh-huh. And they stuck a price tag on it. I was like, well, I know how much that's been used, and it's about 2 minutes. Right. You know what I mean? So it makes me think about that other stuff. If you know, and I'm returning just because I didn't love the picture.
Did you look at the price?
They'd taken, like, I'd say it was 40% off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it had gotten a lot cheaper.
You should have bought it.
I know. Okay, no, I'll buy it. Use that same money you gave me. I was surprised they put it out that fast, because it's right there. I could have bought it. Man. Like, oh, I'll just buy it. I got a big discount on it.
I didn't like it at the price I paid, but at 50% off, I really like it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, but... Yeah, the whole return thing, I just don't return stuff that often. But I know there are people who do, so whatever. California, more wildfires. This time in Ventura, outside of L.A., last I checked, we're at like almost 20,000 acres now. People leaving their homes, houses on fire. It is just so crazy. I see this up in the news, but to try to imagine that it's actually happening, I think that documentary we watched about that town in California that completely went up in smoke.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, I thought you did.
On
Hulu or whatever. Yeah. Where they talk. I thought you did. I mean, that really gave me a sense of like trying to put myself in these people's position and imagine that. Imagine your neighborhood is on fire. And imagine they're like, hey, we think the fire is coming this way towards your house.
Right.
Because part of me is going to be like, well, put it out. Right. What can I do to stop it from spreading? Can I you know, spray my house with water? Can I spray the yard with water? But
can I build a moat?
You just got to leave, and you got to watch it all burn down.
A massive, fast-moving wildfire tearing through communities across Southern California. Santa Ana winds up to 70 miles an hour, fueling the flames of the mountain fire. The inferno rendering water relief efforts from choppers ineffective. The blaze prompting evacuation orders throughout Ventura County, just north of Los Angeles.
Firefighters were right off the bat engaged in pulling people out of their houses and saving lives.
The mountain fire rapidly torching 10,000 acres and growing.
Oh yeah, we're well past that now. Okay, I'll just preface this with warning. I'm really pretty stupid. So I'm going to ask a question that's really stupid, I know. Why doesn't that happen here ever? Like, why don't, you know, you got woods alongside the interstate or whatever. Why don't those ever catch fire? I mean, I know we get these grass fires.
It rains.
But you never hear about big ones. We don't get enough drought. They're talking about this drought that we had up until this last thing. It was one of the biggest droughts. Is it just not, a drought here is very different than a drought there? Is that the issue? It's warmer and...
Yeah, and I think the droughts are probably longer and happen more. I'm just guessing. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, I'm
guessing the droughts are longer, it's warmer, it's hotter, and so the stuff becomes more flammable. Like, as long as there's a consistent rain flow, some of that stuff probably stays wet. Harder to start on fire for a long period of time.
We had one here once that I know of, and it was maybe within the last 5 years. I think it was. I drove home, I had to stop at Walgreens, and I got out of my car, and it smelled like someone was doing a campfire, right? It just kind of smelled like campfire smoke. And then I got home, and I realized I still smelled the campfire smoke at my house. And my brother lives in Independence. And we were texting. He said it smelled like campfire smoke where he was. So then I got online. So everybody was talking about how it smelled like smoke. Do you remember this snow cone? And the fire had been somewhere over, I think, by Legends. You guys don't remember this fire? And if you were, the way the wind was blowing, it went all the way, you know, I guess southeast. And my brother could smell the smoke all the way out in Independence. That's the only time I ever remember that happening. But I don't think it burned anybody's house down. I don't know. That would suck. Like, of all the natural disasters, you got hurricanes, tornadoes, microbursts. I'll put those in there because they freaked Lazo out when he got here. I hate those. Wildfires. You know, which ones are the scariest? Hurricane, because you got to get the hell out of there. Yeah, God damn, man.
I always argue that because I grew up in Florida. Like, you have time to leave.
Yeah.
The other stuff that happens fast, that's like the microburst and the tornadoes are worse.
Yeah, the microburst.
The earthquakes are bad.
Oh, earthquake. I love that earthquake.
We know we live on a fault line, but we haven't had one in 30 years. But if we do, it'll destroy everything. I'm like, well, but you still built buildings on it. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah.
Okay. When we were in Seattle and the building started shaking, I'm like, what?
They had springs on the bottom of all the new construction. You could see these giant mechanical springs and parking garage. They all had to be built to code.
To me, anything that gives you time.
Yeah.
Wildfire, hurricane, those are the least of my worries.
Okay, earthquake gives you no warning, you're right.
Earthquake, tornado, and microburst is number one. Apparently
that's still not
positive. I think it's just meth houses in Independence. I don't think it's real. They're like, look, the house just exploded. I'm like, where? And they're like, just outside of Independence.
Jesus,
I'm like,
man, you in Independence.
That's a meth burst, not a microburst.
God.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on, Kim?
Well, I'll go ahead and give you this story since I've talked to you about it so much already. Five people arrested after toddler found locked in cage, covered in urine and feces. Five people are in custody after a toddler was found caged in a Carrollton home Monday, according to the Carrollton Police Department. I believe this is in Kentucky, right, Snowcone? Not all that familiar with Kentucky. I've been to Louisville. Had a good time there with Lazo. Officers responded after they got a tip about a child being caged in the home. When they arrived, they found a two-year-old boy unclothed and locked behind a wooden and metal enclosure that was secured with a padlock. That's what the department said in a release. Arrest reports say that the area where the child was being kept was covered in urine and feces all over the floor.
Not good.
Authorities secured the scene and conducted a search warrant on the home. Two children were removed from the home by the Cabinet of Health and Family Services. They didn't provide any more details on that. Five people were arrested. I'll show you their mugshots, Lazo, if people want to join us. Twitch.tv/Church of Lazo. These are the people that arrested. You got some grandparents in there. I believe Tattoo Face Guy is the father.
Oh.
And the younger blonde girl is his girlfriend, but they don't say that she's the mother.
Okay.
Now, here's my thing. The police, the tip apparently came to them from like a delivery person, like an Amazon delivery person, someone like that. They saw...
From an Amazon delivery person was like, hey, that's a kid in a cage?
Something like that.
Through the window or is a kid outside?
Not sure, but they... No, they said in the house. If you read the story, they said he was found in the house. So, yeah, he must have seen it. Maybe they opened the door, you know, to take the package. I don't know, but he or she saw something, and they alerted authorities, and the cops get there. My question for you is, you got five people arrested.
Mm-hmm.
The father is there. It doesn't appear that the mother is there, because they don't say that the girlfriend is the mother.
They don't, and they probably would.
One of the older people is a grandparent. You got a great-grandparent in there.
Oh, nice.
All five of these people are in the house where this toddler is caged up with the dog covered in urine and feces naked. Are they all equally culpable? And if so, because I kind of think they are. You're all there. You're all adults. I think you're all equally culpable. And what should the punishment be? I say it's bad.
Trouble.
Do that
really
to a kid.
Really? Yeah. You're in a lot of
trouble.
These
older people can die in prison. I think that's where they belong.
Totally fine.
I think they should die in prison. And as far as the younger couple, I don't know. If you tell me they're going to die in prison too, I'm okay with
totally
that.
Totally fine.
These are that's a kind of broken person that I don't know you can fix. You put your child in a cage, you know,
naked
with dogs covered.
I don't know what I don't know what the punishment is, but it's a lot.
Lock them up.
I mean, what do you get for torture?
Exactly, that's
torture of a child.
Absolutely, that's
whatever
what
that is. It's torture of a child, and so what do you get for that? I'm guessing it's a lot.
It should be a lot.
25 to life.
I'd be fine with all five of these people getting. And you know that at least one or two of them is going to try and make a defense that, well, I didn't know. I was only there. Bullcrap. If you're in that house, if the delivery person saw it, you saw it. You're all adults there. Someone should have done something, and none of you did. You're all going to prison, I hope.
Yeah,
and you can
for
all,
a long time.
You can all stay there. Speaking of going to prison, you know, we know going to prison in the United States isn't necessarily luxurious, but we hear these stories about other countries, and you go, locked up abroad. They make it seem like these other countries are so much worse. I don't know. I've seen those Rikers Island, MSNBC things around in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It didn't look like it's very good there either.
No, it looks bad.
But you know this fella from a pop group, One Direction, that died? Remember that story about
Harry Styles?
No, he's alive as far as I know. Liam Payne. I'd never heard of him until he died.
Yeah.
Remember, he died in Argentina, and there's a lot of rumors about what was going on, but apparently he was acting erratically. There were 911 calls that I couldn't understand. I think it was in Spanish or something. I don't speak it, but... He was apparently they thought he was on drugs, drunk, something like that. He'd had a history of drug abuse. I think he'd just gotten out of rehab
or something, right?
Yeah. And they thought he was, you know, being threatening in some way. So they called the police. And then it ends up, he's dead. Looks like he jumped off of a balcony. Only four stories? Five stories, right?
I thought it was three, maybe.
Yeah, it wasn't very many. Because remember you saying that doesn't seem like enough to purposely kill yourself. Like, did he fall or did he jump?
It's enough to die, but if you're going to purposely kill yourself, it feels like you'd make sure.
Yeah. Well, so this happened in another country, but it reminds me a lot of Matthew Perry's death. Because when Matthew Perry from Friends died, suddenly they're investigating everybody. All right, who got him the drugs? We're arresting these cops. If you're a celebrity, they tend to do that. I, know people who have overdosed from bad drugs and never heard of any follow-up. But if you're a celebrity, and it seems like the same thing's going on here with Liam Payne. Because now the police there... are investigating. They raided the hotel, and they're raiding the homes of people who work at that hotel. So if you were there working there, there's a chance the cops have come to your house. I'll explain here in just a second.
The investigation into the death of former One Direction singer Liam Payne intensifying. Authorities now focusing on three people as persons of interest. This as authorities conducted 9 raids this week, including the homes of 2 hotel employees, 2 escorts, and a friend of the pop star, confiscating possible evidence, including cell phones, marijuana, 1 hard drive, and 3 laptops. Okay. Investigators also searched the hotel lockers of staff and reviewed security footage from the hotel.
So there's a lot of people there that were getting their houses raided, being, you know, interviewed by police, having to give over their phones. God, giving over your phone. I watch a lot of true crime, and that's the first thing they take. And I just think, you know, when you discovered delete tweet 10 years ago, whatever that was, you know, I think there should be something like that for people who are doing bad things on steroids, where it just wipes your phone once every couple days.
It's called a microwave.
You just wake up in the morning, and your phone has been completely wiped, and it's clean. Maybe some people do that. I don't know. The thought of handing over my phone, there's nothing illegal there. But I don't want you looking through my phone.
I feel like even if you wipe it clean, they can still find it. I don't know.
It depends.
Like,
a lot of times they don't. Because these people, they'll use that as evidence. Oh, he wiped his phone clean.
Yeah.
And so that's evidence that he must have been up to something bad. But they never say that I've seen that they got anything off it after it's truly wiped. Maybe it's possible, though. I don't know. But just having the cops come to your house because they're like, yeah, you were working at a hotel where a celebrity died, and so now we're investigating you. It's because, now the escorts and the hotel workers, I assume this is all because of the same thing. They're trying to figure out who gave them drugs. They think someone sold them drugs, and they want to know who it was. And obviously they suspect escorts, staff members, whatever. But I just think this is another lesson. This happened in another country. If you're a dealer, I know it's tempting. These celebrities have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't sell to them.
Oh, go ahead.
I know you argue this with me. Same thing with Matthew
Perry. The markup to Matthew Perry is ridiculous.
I know it's tempting.
Whenever you're trying to sell the dude who works construction, man, he's paying the right price.
They texted about it, about Matthew Perry. They're like, how much money can we get from this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's go get it. He's just got money. Like, you just throw out a number.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, I want to get high. And you're like, I'll be over in 10 minutes. But it's this much.
I know it's tempting, and I know that there were those messages about how they were going to overcharge Matthew Perry. That's what I'm saying. It is obviously tempting, but if something bad happens, they are coming after you. You kill me, they just pick me up and throw me in a hole.
Yeah,
that's it.
But, I mean, you know, I'm at risk versus reward.
I get it. I know.
I mean, I'm already selling
somebody's
drugs.
Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, I guess. In Canada, they've decided they had their security department, whatever the hell it's called, review TikTok. Just trying to decide whether or not it's safe. They came back to the prime minister and the government and said, TikTok is not safe. It's a security threat. Get rid of it. So Canada has now...
Canada's had a problem with China for a long time, right?
I just don't... I don't.
They have.
Don't
they've had a political problem with China.
Okay. I didn't know that. But I know that they've now officially banned TikTok operations in Canada. That means the offices that were there, I think there were at least 2 of them in Canada, you know, that ByteDance or whatever the company is called.
That's it.
Is that still who it is?
Yep.
They had to shut everything down. They got to be done. But you can still access the app
in
Canada.
The federal government says TikTok needs to go. It's been ordered to shut down its business operations in Canada. For the millions of Canadians who use TikTok, a lot of question about what this means for the future. The app itself isn't going anywhere, but the headquarters, the offices, that infrastructure, that is shut down.
So that's interesting. They're saying you got to get rid of the offices, but we're leaving the app for now. That's what they're saying. I read multiple stories about it. All said the same thing. The businesses are done. You got to shut down. So they must have thought that they're doing something specifically in those businesses.
Pulling data or scraping it or something.
Yeah, maybe. But for some reason, you can still access the app. Well, I would think that whatever building offices in China could still harvest that data. But yeah, I mean, maybe it is. But I did think it's interesting that it's not the United States, because the United States has had all this stuff with TikTok. And now Canada has done it. I don't know what's happening with the TikTok ban in the United States, because they had so much time to, you know, figure out how to change the company.
Sale, right?
They were supposed to sell. They couldn't be owned by the Chinese parent company anymore, whatever. And they had until, was it January? I can't remember, but
like three months.
They were fighting it. I know TikTok was fighting it in court. They said that it was their constitutional right. It was free speech.
Right.
And that it was their constitutional rights were being infringed upon. So I don't know. Maybe that's where it ended. I need you guys to get on your computer or your phone, whatever, right now. Look up this trailer for this new movie. It's called Waltzing with Brando. Do you guys remember Billy Zane?
Yeah, Titanic.
Yeah, Billy Zane. You know, he might have played the Phantom,
he's
too.
He's the bad guy in Titanic.
He was in the 90s. They acted like he was going to be a big star. He was supposed to be another Brad Pitt. But
was he in Melrose Place?
Panned out. I don't know about Melrose Place, was he?
Damn, is that him playing Brando?
Look at how exactly like Brando he looks.
That's crazy.
I watched this trailer, and there are moments where I'm like, wait, is this CGI? Did they? That's that's Billy Zane playing Brando in this new movie called Waltzing Brando.
Let's go to Don Corleone.
Why didn't you go to the police? Why didn't you come to me first?
Cut. Were you happy with the way The Godfather came out?
I don't think that's really what we're talking about.
I own an island nearby.
That's Billy Zane.
It's more beautiful than words can describe, and cinematography can capture, and I want to move there.
Yeah, so he looks exactly like him. If you get a chance, don't do it while you're driving. But
just looking at his face, even with the bald head, you're like, oh, he does look like Brando.
They did side-by-side shots. I was watching this thing on YouTube. They took clips from the trailer and put it next to actual pictures of Brando and The Godfather and other stuff. It's crazy. Some of them you really couldn't tell, other than one photo looked a little clearer and newer, so
off
you knew that was it.
Picture alone, I can't tell if that's him or not.
He looks exactly like him. I really thought at first they were just using deepfakes.
Right.
You know what I mean? That it was some sort of CGI thing, but apparently that's him. I guess he had it in him to look like Brando. Didn't take much. It doesn't look, you know, he's got makeup on.
Yeah,
I've seen a mouthpiece.
Now, you can see that he's pretty similar.
Exactly. Once you go back now and look at Billy Zane, you go, oh, I guess it makes sense that he would play Brando. So that movie's getting ready to premiere at one of those film festivals, you know, in some nice place. We should go. I know Snow Cone's real excited about the Bob Dylan movie.
Jesus Christ, I can't wait.
There's no movies that I can think of that I've been excited about coming out. Lazo has kids, so I feel like you still go to the movies occasionally.
I haven't been in a while.
I haven't either. What's out? Is there something good coming? It's almost Christmas. There's got to be big stuff coming. Another Avatar? Another Lord of the Rings? Another Batman? When's the next Batman movie? Hasn't it been long enough? I feel like the Batman was 2 years ago.
I don't know.
I guess it's all about the Penguin. But you like the Penguin, right?
I love it. Love
I think
it.
Everyone here gives
the
that
best show
a
I've seen in a long time.
It's good.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.